Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Barbuda opens new international airport, enhancing sustainable growth. In a historic occasion for the twin island paradise of Antigua and Barbuda, the Barbuda International Airport was officially opened on October 3, 2024, signaling the start of a new chapter for Barbuda's connectivity, tourism, and economic growth. Barbuda's new airport now allows for direct connections to global destinations and offers an enhanced travel experience for visitors and residents into the island. The $14 million Barbuda International Airport boasts a 6,100-foot runway, significantly longer than the 1,640-feet runway at Codrington Airport, and twice as wide as the old Codrington Airport, enabling it to accommodate larger aircraft, including private jets and planes such as the Embraer E-170. Equipped with a full LED runway lighting system, the airport now allows for regular night landings. A 600-foot parking apron can host multiple private jets, enhancing Barbuda's appeal as a luxury destination. Additionally, a modern fixed base operator (FBO) terminal developed by PLH, Peace, Love and Happiness, will cater to high-end travelers seeking Barbuda's beaches, serenity, nature, and exclusive experiences. This new Barbuda International Airport is a shining testament to the visionary leadership of our government, said Antigua and Barbuda's Minister of Tourism, Civil Aviation and Transportation, the Honorable Charles Fernandez. We have taken bold steps to modernize this island, ensuring that its air links are second to none in this region so that Barbuda can also take advantage of the remarkable growth in our country's tourism that we have seen this year. Stayover tourism air arrivals in Antigua and Barbuda are reported to have grown at a rate of plus 17% in the first 8 months of 2024, where the destination welcomed 229,225 visitors. This is a plus 13% growth on arrivals at the same time in 2019, the best year for tourism arrivals. The opening of the Barbuda International Airport is a major milestone in the government's vision to position Barbuda as a premier luxury destination. It reflects Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister, the Honorable Gaston Browne's commitment to transforming Barbuda into one of the most prosperous and flourishing sustainable island communities in the Caribbean and beyond. Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority CEO, Colin C. James, stated, "An international airport is a game-changer for Barbuda, as we look to attracting the luxury traveler and private jet owners from around the world to Barbuda and showcasing the island's beauty, pink sand beaches, eco-experiences, wellness attributes and culture to all our visitors." In additional exciting news, Minister Fernandez announced that, for the first time ever, Barbuda will see 23 luxury cruise ship calls bringing 5,039 cruise passengers to this beautiful island for the upcoming winter cruise season. At the ribbon-cutting ceremony, Governor General of Antigua and Barbuda, His Excellency Sir Rodney Williams, Prime Minister, the Honorable Gaston Browne, Tourism Minister, Charles Fernandez, and other government ministers, dignitaries and industry stakeholders celebrated the official opening of the airport. Currently, Liat 20, BMN Air, SVG, Calvin Air, and private jets via the PLH FBO are listed for travel into the new airport. The government of Antigua and Barbuda has announced further expansion plans for the Barbuda International Airport, BIA, which is located a 10-minute drive from Codrington Village. Pictured during the ribbon-cutting for the BIA are Chairman of the Board for the Antigua and Barbuda Airport Authority Ralston Potter, Project President PLH Justin Wilshaw, Antigua and Barbuda Airport Authority CEO Wendy Francette Williams, Minister of Tourism, Civil Aviation, Transportation and Investment the Honorable Charles Fernandez, H.E. Lady Sandra Williams and Governor General of Antigua and Barbuda H.E. Sir Rodney Williams, Minister for Housing, Lands, and Urban Renewal the Honorable Maria Brown, Prime Minister Antigua and Barbuda the Honorable Gaston Browne, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Trade and Barbuda Affairs the Honorable E.P. Chet Green, and former Barbudan MP Arthur Nibbs, whose contributions to the development of Barbuda will be recognized in the naming of the new Barbuda International Airport. About Barbuda. Barbuda, located 27 miles northeast of its sister island Antigua, is a pristine 62-square-mile coral island known for its untouched pink coral and white sand beaches. With a highest point of just 125 feet above sea level, Barbuda offers a serene, low-lying landscape perfect for relaxation and exploration. The island's capital is Codrington, home to most of Barbuda's 1,500-plus residents. Barbuda enjoys warm, sunny weather year-round, with soothing trade winds and average temperatures ranging from the mid-70s in winter to the mid-80s in summer. Barbuda is a tranquil paradise for nature lovers and adventure seekers alike. Travel to Barbuda is convenient, with flights from Antigua into the new Barbuda International Airport taking approximately 15 minutes. Visitors can also opt for a scenic 90-minute ferry ride. Once on the island, guests can enjoy a range of activities, including snorkeling, diving, bird watching at the Frigate Bird Sanctuary, exploring historical sites like Martello Tower, or simply unwinding on the famous pink sand beaches. For accommodation, Barbuda presently offers an exclusive boutique hotel, beach cottages, guesthouses, and B&Bs, with dining options ranging from local favorites like Uncle Roddy's and Wow Moni to the internationally renowned Nobu. Seen in main image, the new Barbuda International Airport in Barbuda was officially opened by the government of Antigua and Barbuda on October 3, 2024. Photos courtesy of Antigua and Barbuda Tourism Authority. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.